Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar. What do women want? What do men want? Girls were pink, boys were blue, men and women in conflict. It's been that way since Genesis chapter 3. There's a problem. Men and women are divided. What are the problems with the gender? Who has some answers for us? How many of you women have longed for answers? You've looked everywhere. You've dated all kinds of men and you've thought, this is the one. Then you find out a couple of dates, he's not the one. You're looking for someone strong, someone safe. What is it women want? Well, my guest today, Elliot Katz, is a man who has looked into this subject very deeply and is ready to speak with us women and you men about the timeless wisdom on being a man. There are testimonies about changes that have taken place in the lives of women and men and inside of marriages after reading his book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. Wow. Sounds like a roadmap, Elliot, to getting to the root cause of relationship differences and problems and bringing health and healing into marriages and to relationships. So welcome my guest today, Elliot Katz. He is an author, certainly an entrepreneur. He is in demand as a conference speaker in teaching both men and women how to bridge the gap and to have whole and healthy relationships. So I want to bring him on right now and give him an opportunity to share the richness of this teaching with us today from his new book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. So Elliot, welcome to the Energy Bar.
Great to be here.
Well, it is great having you here. As I was reading just some testimonies about your book and the people that you've encountered and the common complaint that you hear from women is, the common complaint that you hear from men is, what's with today's men is what women are asking. They don't act like I expect men to act. There's something missing. And that's a common complaint that you hear from women. So what are you telling women when they ask you this question?
Well, it is a common complaint. And what I tell them is that men today are confused about their role. That traditionally, a young man had a father or other older male role model as a role model to show him what it means to be a man. And that's really been lost. Today, men hear so many confusing messages. We hear about be sensitive, develop your feminine side. We hear all about toxic masculinity as if that's what it means to be a man. Mm-hmm. We're all confused. We think, we don't want to be controlling. So men have gone to the other extreme and they don't act like men. They think, well, I'll just let my wife or my girlfriend or the woman I'm dating make all the decisions. Mm-hmm. And that way she won't accuse me of being controlling. She won't accuse me of being a toxic male. But what's lost is what a man is supposed to be. He's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be a decision maker. He's supposed to be someone who takes responsibility for his family. He's supposed to be someone who, when he sees a situation that needs to be dealt with, he steps forward and deals with it. He doesn't just step back and ask his wife what to do or ask the woman what to do. I've had so many single women tell me that a man asks them out just for go out for a cup of coffee. He can't even choose a place to go for a cup of coffee. He wants her to make all the decisions. And I know men, they think, well, I'm this non-controlling nice guy. Why isn't she interested in me? Mm-hmm. I was being so nice. And they don't realize that really a woman wants a man who's strong, who can make decisions, take charge, not a controlling tyrant, mm-hmm. but someone who actually fulfills the role of a man being a leader in his family and in his marriage, who doesn't just, you know, I've had married women say to me, you know, my husband wants me to make all the decisions. He thinks he's being a nice guy, but to me, he's like a child. I feel like I'm his mother. Have you heard all this, Dr. Fay?
I've heard that. I've heard those words, those exact words. And as you're speaking those words, I can feel the vibrations of women around the world saying, yeah. I have had this relationship, and he won't do this, he won't do that. And men don't seem to get it, that women, regardless of how strong we have to be, we are, how strong we are, is that there is still that place within us, that God place. I call it my God place because there's no other explanation for it. There's still that God place in me that desires a place of safety, security, warmth, want, the need to be rescued. And I know that there are a lot of women who will say, you know, no, we don't need to be rescued. Well, you know what? You're lying to yourself. Yes, you do. Because there's a part of us that's been created uniquely to have that nurturing, that male nurturing from either our, if we don't get it from our fathers, we start looking for it through a man. And many times we choose the wrong mates because we're looking for, you know, those traits. Have you found that to be true, Elliot? And I'm just speaking from the woman's perspective here. And so I'm putting it out there, and that's what we do here on the Energy Bar. We have real talk about real issues for real people. And so I saw this book and I thought, my goodness, we've got to have it on the show. We've got to have Elliot here because this is a message that I really want for our families, you know, because our marriages are in trouble, because individuals are in trouble.
Absolutely, absolutely. What you're saying is absolutely what I've heard. I meet women, they're strong, they're successful, they're very successful out in the business world or as professionals. But they say to me, I may be a boss at work, I may be successful, I may have a very senior position in a company, but when I'm with a man, I want to feel like a woman. I want him to take charge. I want him to be my rock that I can lean on and depend on. I don't want a man who's, you know, who's so sensitive. He's pouring out his feelings and everything to me. I want a man that I could, he's a tower of strength that I could look up to. And it's exactly what you say. And it goes, you know, but men have been, all the things that men have heard today. Say, oh, don't be controlling, be mm-hmm. sensitive, mm-hmm. you know, express your feelings. And so mm-hmm. when a woman hears that, she says, well, this guy isn't a rock that I can lean on. He's not the strong man I want. I want a man who's a hero. I want a man, really, a hero I can look up to. He sees a situation. Mm-hmm. He steps forward. He takes charge of it. Whatever it is, it's women don't want to have to tell a man what to do. It's very dispiriting. They feel like, I want a real man. And you know, there's so many situations. Like, I meet a lot of divorced men, and they're the nicest guys. And you think, well, gee, he's such a nice person. How come he's divorced? A great guy. But when it came to being the man of the relationship, the man of the family, he just, you know, didn't want to be controlling, so he didn't do anything. He was being passive. Mm-hmm. He wasn't being a leader. And the woman just got fed up with him. He just felt, I want a man. I want a man who steps forward. I don't want a man, whenever there's a situation, he tells me, oh, you decide, whatever you want, you know. Right. And men think, I'm being such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But it's very frustrating for the woman when the man, if she, you know, if a man asks you, I mean, if a woman calls you at work and says, what do you want for supper, chicken or fish? And all you say is, whatever you want, you decide. And you think, why is she bothering me at work? She wants you to decide. She doesn't want you to just leave everything to her. It makes her feel, it's really what you said, it makes her feel protected and safe that there's a man in the family.
Absolutely.
And you know what you're saying about girls that grow up without fathers who mm-hmm. can be who are a good role model of what it means to be a man? It's exactly what you say. They get involved with all these guys who are just not good for them, but who, you know, but they don't realize, you know, they're looking for something, and they're just confused, because really a father's who has daughters, his job is to really be a role model mm-hmm. to his daughter what a man should be. And, yeah. and yeah. you know, and she should want to feel, I want to marry a man who's like my father, with all his good qualities.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, most women can't say that because of the way their fathers were raised. And the fathers are only carrying on what they learned from their fathers. So we have generations of men who have not been taught to be fathers, have not been taught to be husbands because they didn't have a clue. And that's not a critical statement. It's just a statement of observation because I've been on this planet more than 18 years. So I've seen enough to know that there aren't enough classes. There are not enough men mentors and coaches. I know a few, and I know a healthy few, thank God for that, that are teaching and training and mentoring men now. We look at some of the organizations that were, you know, around a few decades ago that were very influential in men's lives that are now, you know, just almost have almost disappeared, become extinct, those organizations. And now we have people like you, Elliot, who are coming to the forefront and are beginning to write manuals of behavior so that women and men can glean from this wisdom and learn how to benefit themselves, save yourself so that you can save someone else. You mentioned a man not making a decision as to a cup of coffee, and it may seem minuscule that it's something small and insignificant, but to a woman it's huge because it signifies that, you know, you are going to put decision-making on me. So I'm feeling the weight in my shoulders already. Where are we going to go eat? You mentioned that. Where are we going to go out to dinner? Or what do you want for dinner? Anything like that. And gentlemen, men, if you think that that's not important, you need to take another assessment of the way that you're responding to your wife or to your girlfriend, your fiance, whomever it may be, because these are tools that you need going into relationship. It's great that you can get them after 30 years. Like I believe you have one lady who said after 30 years of marriage, or you saved her marriage because of this manual, having this book. I call it a manual. When a book comes out and it starts changing lives, it's like it's a working manual now. It's not something you read and then put back on the shelf, right, Elliot? It's something that you read and you continue to read it until it reads you. So you have all of this information, all of this wisdom now, and marriages are being saved. Men and women are coming into their own. I want to ask you this, Elliot. When you talk about men not knowing what they're supposed to do, society has taught men from, I don't know where it comes from, but it's just down through the years, men have been taught that there's a certain way that they need to be. Certain cultures have been taught certain ways of being, and they think that that's being a man. You know, some men think being a man is being abusive, you know. So when we say what a man should be, it depends on who the listener is. That definition depends on who the listener is. Oh, a man should be in control, which means for him to dominate the woman or to dominate his family. Are you finding that as you teach and host conferences around the country?
Well, it's what I said at the beginning. Men are very confused. When you think of, you know, we're talking about the lack of male role models. So where do boys get ideas? They watch television where on these situation comedies, mm-hmm. The men are portrayed as helpless buffoons who need women to rescue them. Mm-hmm. And you know, they go to school. Most of the teachers are women. They're really lacking in male role models. And, you know, you talk about this idea of being controlling. People often say, what do you mean that men should be controlling? It's not about men who's controlling is when you're controlling, you're thinking about yourself. Someone who's controlling is very insecure. They're thinking about themselves. A man who's a leader in the relationship and his family is thinking about the greater good of his family. And often what he feels is the right thing to do probably means more work for him and more stress on him, but he feels this is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible as a leader. My family, I am responsible to do what's best for them. And that's being a leader. It's interesting. So many times I talk to men and I tell them the ideas in this book. Men will say, no one's ever told me this before. You know, you can have a grown man. You can have a man who's been married for 10 years and their marriage is falling apart. And I say, you got to be the leader. You got to step forward. You can't blame your wife for everything that goes wrong. You see a problem? She wants you to step forward and solve it. Mm-hmm. You know, you could blame her for creating the problem. It doesn't matter. Your job, step forward and deal with it. And then that's being a leader. That's being a hero. That's what she wants. She does not want you to blame her for everything, because, you know, that won't gain you her respect. It will just, like, she'll just resent you even more.
Exactly. That will create hostility in the environment and build bigger walls between the two of you when you cannot come to a union of minds where everybody is on the same page as to what the roles are. And I think as we take a pause here, I think many times, Elliot, it is because people are going into these relationships untaught, and they think marriage is just, I have a wife, I have a husband, and they've got this image from television in their heads of some romantic comedy or some Hallmark movie, and this is the way life is going to be. Kisses and hugs forever and ever. That can be, but not if it's not that way going in. We have to know who we are and own our own destiny, our own identity. And I truly believe that when you do the internal work on you, you attract the right people into your life. The right person will be there at the right time. I'm glad you're working with marriages, and I'm glad that this information is not only for married couples, but it's also for people who are unmarried. It's a great idea to start looking now, ladies and gentlemen, at this book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, instead of waiting 30 years down the road and say, oops, I should have read it. You can get it and start reading it today. And I wanted to say that as we take a pause here, and we'll be back in a moment with Elliot Katz here, who's talking to us about women and men. How to behave. What do you want? I'll see you in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
We're back with Elliot Katz. He is the author of Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. Wow. How many women are looking for a strong man? And what does strong even mean? I think about that word, Elliot, and I think about, what does that really mean? For one woman, it could mean he's financially strong. Another woman, it could mean he's, you know, he's buffed. He is physically strong. Another woman, you know, it could mean different things for different women. But at the root of it, I know that women want to be safe at the very base, very secure, safe, security. Safety is a huge one. It's so important that you know you have your knight in shiny armor, the man who can protect you, protect your children, protect your household. And he's not going to run and cry when trouble comes. You don't have to look for him. You already know that he's out front. You don't want a man who wants to use you as the body shield. You want somebody who is willing to sacrifice for your family. So what are you finding women, the response for that? What are women, what does strength mean for the different women that you've spoken with? A strong man.
Well, it's all those things you've said, and it's really about courage to step forward and deal with problems. You know, if there's a situation in your family, in your home, with your children, when a man steps forward and deals with it, that he's strong. He doesn't just lie back and say whatever you want or ask the woman to take care of it. And men don't understand how much it means to the woman that he do that. And, you know, it's not even, you know, men will say, and this is what men will say, well, look, I work long hours. I work very hard. I come home exhausted. I can't do everything. And that's true, but it's not so much doing everything. It's like, you know, being aware of what's going on, being aware of the problem, stepping forward, like dealing, finding solutions. You don't have to do all the work, but if you found a solution, you say, well, this is what I think we need to do. And each person plays a part. You know, you're showing leadership. It's, you know, men think, well, I can't do everything, but it's not the doing of everything. I mean, it's good to do some things, but it's the leadership. It's knowing what's going on with your children, with your family, with your home, and saying, okay, here's a situation. This is what I think the solution is. And stepping forward. And men will say, well, you know what? Oh, I know about raising kids. She knows more about that. Say, you know what? If you feel that, do research. There's lots of good books on parenting. Mm-hmm. You can go to the internet. You can get all kinds of ideas. See the situation with your kids. Step forward and deal with it. Don't just leave it all to her.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. That's being strong. That's it's so important. And even like we're talking about going out for coffee, just going out for dinner or anything, like don't leave it all to her. It's like, you know, do the research. She wants a man with a plan, and it applies to everything. She doesn't want a man who says, well, just do whatever you want. You know, a man thinks, oh, look how nice I am. I'm letting her make all the decisions. It makes her feel like she won't, it's like you said, she won't be protected. She won't be safe, because in a difficult situation, she wants to be confident that you will step forward and handle it and deal with it and make sure she is safe and protected.
Yeah. If men have to know that a woman will not feel loved if she's not feeling safe. For her, they are the same. When she has to be burdened down or carry the load of all of the family. And tradition has done a lot of this damage, Elliot, because women were placed in the, women were in the home, had the children, and during the first half of the 20th century, we saw that, and we can see it, you know, the years before, but the 20th century brought a new age of woman where, you know, she was trying to do both. She was struggling in the home and outside of the home, and she was carrying the load of raising the family. And at some reason, men think because she has the babies, she physically, you know, gives birth, that she's the one that should be with the baby all of the time. And that's not true. And I like it when I hear couples sharing in the care of the child. The husband gets up sometime during the night. He has a shift to take care of the baby and doesn't put it all on his wife, realizing that it's his duty, as his responsibility as well, to get up, to take care of the crying child, to change the child, that he should know how to change a diaper. He should know how to mix the formula. He should know how to go to the market and do the shopping. And that it's no longer just the woman's role, because in a marriage, in a relationship, it is dual responsibilities now. It's no longer you're flying solo. But what we've seen, Elliot, is that many women take on the role of taking care of the child, you know, being the breadwinner a lot of the times, and still the husband comes home and complains. That's not what she wants to hear. And what I can say as a woman to men, if you want a healthy relationship, brother, you got to come home realizing that the work is not over. There's still a part two to your day. And maybe the part three, maybe you started in the morning. You carried on from 8 to 5, you come home and you finish your day with whatever routines are at home. You are a couple, you are a unit, you're a family to participate in that. You both share in the kitchen, cooking and cleaning, however that works. Because if you don't, and you can say, well, she doesn't mind all you want to, she doesn't mind if I just come in and sit on the sofa and watch football. Yes, she does. She may not tell you verbally, but she will start speaking soon, and you will start feeling her when she speaks. You'll wonder what's going on, and it started going on the moment you came in and got on the sofa or in the easy chair, and she was in the kitchen alone. That's my take on it.
Well, you raise a very interesting point, and I deal with this in the book, is that, You know, things changed in the first part of the 20th century because, you know, we think of the traditional family as the man goes to work and the woman stays home, but that's not traditional at all. You know, prior to the beginning of the 20th century, think about it, most families lived on farms, they had small businesses, but most of people lived on farms and fathers were home all the time. So fathers and mothers, they raised the children together, they ran their home together, and they ran their business or their farm together. It was really with industrialization and at the beginning of the 20th century where people moved to the cities and fathers went to work all day and were away all day and came home, you know, in the evening and really had minimal time with their own children. So, you know, this idea that, you know, the woman runs the home is really not the way it was for centuries. It was fathers and mothers, they both ran the home together. And that's really, so, you know, that with that change of the father being away all day, it really deprived the children of the father, you know, being present in their lives. The fathers weren't as present as they once were. And so, you know, recognizing that the reality today is that, you know, people do go out to work. They're not staying at home on farms. You have to realize, okay, how do we make this work in terms of the father being a participant, not more than a participant, being a leader of the home and saying, you know, whatever he does in the morning before he goes to work, he goes to work, he comes home. You know, I tell men will say to me, you know, I'm exhausted when I come home and I work hard all day. I'm exhausted when I come home. I say to them, well, you know, you work hard at your job all day because you want to provide a nice life for your family. So you have to save some of that energy for when you come home and show your share of leadership at home for the same reason, because you want your family to have a nice life. You know, so many families, they get divorced. You think, well, gee, you know, they have such a nice lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, the father earns a good income. They have a nice home. What's happening is it's because the woman is fed up with her husband not being a participant, not showing his share of leadership, not making his share of decisions, not taking responsibility for his family and his home and leaving it all to the woman. And he thinks, well, but look at me. I'm making all this money. Why, you know, you should appreciate that. But she really wants a man. That's what it really comes down to. I've seen it so many times. You see families, you think they've got everything. But the father's busy working all the time. He's not showing his share of leadership. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's really not being the man of the family in what, you know, before that was the sense of father came home or he worked from home and he was the leader, he was the head of the family. You looked at him, there was a problem, you looked at him to step forward and solve it. He didn't just tell his wife to handle it.
Yeah, but that's what he's been taught to do. He's been trained, he's been culturized, societalized. I know those are not words, but anyway, they fit for now. He's been conditioned to be just that. He's been branded to be the man, and this is what I'm supposed to do because no one has taught me anything differently. His title is the breadwinner. See, not father, not husband, he's the breadwinner. So in his psyche, he thinks that is all he is supposed to do. And he will say, I keep a roof over your head. I put those groceries on the table, that food on the table. What do you want from me? Because he's been conditioned to believe that is his role. So he's not connected yet with being bigger, being the leader. He does not understand leadership. And many women don't either, or else they would not marry some of these men that they marry. And I'm not being hard on men. I'm just saying that this happens, and then they wonder why it falls apart. Because we allow the wrong things to lead us into relationships, and we're looking for other people to give us answers of what's on the inside of us. And ladies and gentlemen, the way to find answers is to pick up some good manuals like the one Elliot has written, pick up some good manuals and find out this information, educate yourself, start rethinking life, start rethinking behavior, start rethinking our patterns and our roles in life. It is okay to come out of the box. You can be the breadwinner and be the lover and be the father, be the mentor and be the coach all at the same time. Isn't that right, Elliot?
No, you're absolutely right. And this is what I tell people, the same thing. It's, you know, often we blame the other person. Mm-hmm. And we think, and I say to them, you know, you're trying to get another person. You're blaming the other person because you think they're going to solve the problems. You have to solve your own problems. And once you start solving them, and by learning how to handle them, because you weren't handling them properly before, you will realize that you're the only one who can solve them. You have to stop looking for others to change to solve your problems. You have to change yourself and start solving your own problems. And I tell people that it's very empowering. I said, that's your job. You know, if you're the man of the family, it's your job to step forward and solve these problems. You can't blame your wife. And I said, you know, and they say to me, it's empowering because if it's my job, well, then I'm supposed to do it and I got to step forward and do it.
So how do you teach them how to step forward? Because that's a paradigm shift for many men, the majority of men, to come forth as a leader. What are some of the things that you teach them?
Well, you know, it's a good question. And for, like I said, for a lot of men, when I tell them this, it's like they've never heard this before. It's like, sure, you know, they expect their wives to run the show. And you know, they're out making a good income and they think, well, that's her job. I said, yeah, but you know, it's just like your business. You may have staff that handle some of the problems, but the more serious ones, you know, you have to handle them. So it's the same thing in the family. Your wife, maybe she handles some of the stuff, but then there are issues that she's not handling and it's your job. And that's what it means to be a father and a husband. That's the definition. You know, you know, to be a father and a husband it means to be a leader. That's what the job is. You know, if you look up the word husband, one of the meanings is someone who manages his household. It's one of the meanings of the word. Mm-hmm. So when I say this is your job, it's the definition. You weren't taught this, and neither was I. I had to learn it on my own, and now I'm sharing with you what I learned. And so you have to be aware of problems that need to be solved. And so, like, be aware. Like, you see a situation with your child, you can blame your wife for messing it up. It doesn't matter. Yeah. That doesn't impress her. You've got to find a solution and step forward and start dealing with it. You know, I was coaching someone and his daughter was, you know, staying up all night. She had dropped out of school. She was staying up all night, sleeping all day. So he said, you know, you could blame your wife for this situation, but you've got to step forward and deal with it. And I suggested to him, I said, you know, this person had a business. I said, why didn't you hire her in your business? Give her a reason to get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, show some leadership. And that's what he did. And she's really blossomed now. She's doing very well at the job. That's an example of, you see the problem, how can you solve it? Don't blame mm-hmm. your wife. Don't, you know, blame everybody else for failing you. Step forward. It's your job to solve it, and it's only your job to solve it. Get that in your head. And so when you realize it's only your job, I got to solve it. Mm-hmm. That's my job. That's what it means to be a father and a husband.
I like that. And solve it in collaboration with your wife, and many times with your children who are mature enough to have a conversation. I believe that, you know, the home can also be a setting for the first business, you know, an idea for cooperation and collaboration so that everybody will be on the same page, because having that shift or making that shift that it's up to me to solve it doesn't mean that you just come in there telling people what to do. You know, you come in with a hatchet. Now you're going to do this, 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 and this. I'm again, back to what I know people sometimes interpret language and meaning, that that's what I'm in control. I'm in charge. It doesn't mean to dominate the atmosphere, to use your leadership skills in such a way that you will have cooperative leadership That means everybody is on the same board. If it's about cutting the budget, you got the kids on board, you, because you have a goal in where you want to go with that budget. You have a goal in what you want to achieve. That if everybody cuts back on this or that, then this time we can have a greater vacation. We can add more days to our vacation this year. So have a goal for your family when you're making changes like that, especially drastic changes. And many men, after reading your book, will feel the need to make drastic changes, because we've looked at the testimonies, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and a little bit more about Elliot Katz and his background and what led him into writing this book in the first place. You know, our genius is born out of our fires. I'm doing a whole talk on that in our circuit as I go around speaking to different organizations. Your genius is birthed through your fires, and we're going to come back. And Elliot is going to tell us how he became a genius in this area on being the strong man that a woman wants, right after this pause. See you in a moment.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We're here with Elliot Katz. He is the author of Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, a manual filled with timeless wisdom on being a man. Here's a testimony. If my husband had understood the crucial truths about being a man that are in this book, our marriage would not have disintegrated. It's the testimony from a divorced woman about being the strong man that a woman wants. So if you are a man and you feel that the woman in your life has lost respect for you, you can regain her respect by taking on some of the tips and using the tools that Elliot has in this book. Elliot, as I said before, we took a pause there, that there are our fires birth our genius. And you've gone through something, and that's what birthed this book. And then you started sharing some information and advice with friends and family, I believe. And then people were amazed because they were asking, why didn't somebody tell me this before? And I'm sure you felt that way as you went on your journey. So what happened, Elliot, to bring you to produce this book, this work?
Well, you're exactly right when you say that fires produce genius. From difficult times come insights and that people want to share. And like a lot of books of this type, it's my own experience. I was married for 10 years, then I got divorced. And like a lot of people, at first I blamed the other person. Then I came to the point of asking myself, what do I have to learn from all this? And that really set me out on a journey, like, what does it mean to be a man in a relationship? I started reading books on relationships. I read them like a pile of books. It really didn't say anything to me about what it means to be a man. And it's only when I turned to the writings and teachings that men have written over the centuries on what it means to be a man, I was blown away, because it coincided with what I heard women complain is lacking in men today. They don't show leadership. They don't make decisions. They don't take responsibility. There seems to be this giant disconnect. And it was like, you know, we talked about earlier how, you know, traditionally fathers taught younger men about being a man. And so there's this whole writing, there's all this writing over the centuries, like from centuries and centuries of men writing advice for younger men about being a man. And today, you know, with all these ideas we have today, we've completely ignored that wisdom. We've lost those insights. Young men aren't being taught about what it means to be a man. And so they're confused. And it's really, so once I start realizing, you know, I wasn't being a leader, I thought, well, I'll just be so nice. I'll just do whatever she wants. I'll, you know, whatever you want, you decide. I was the nicest guy. And that's why I say I meet so many divorced men. They're the nicest people, and they can't understand. Why didn't their wives appreciate them being so nice and so accommodating and so, you know, just trying to please them? Because I tell men, they don't want you to please them. They want you to lead. It's not about pleasing. Yes, I mean, you could please your wife and buy her gifts and show her how much you love her, but she still wants you to be the leader of the family. And so once I realized that, I started making notes and writing down the things that I learned for my own benefit. And that really evolved into this book. And the fascinating thing was, as I wrote it for myself, I thought, well, it's just sort of me and my friends were kind of all the same. We're passive. We weren't leaders. And then I thought, well, this is kind of like North American phenomena. And then, once the book came out, I got inquiries from publishers in different countries about, buying the translation rights, and eventually sold the right that's been translated into 24 languages around the world, in Europe, Asia, Latin America, Africa. Mm-hmm. So it really hit the point home to me that, this is like human nature, that young men, all men really, whether young or old, they need to learn these things if they're going to have a successful relationship with a woman. I got it was translated into languages and countries where you think the men are like these strong he-men, like they're all really all over. In Italy, where you think every man is a Casanova, in Japan, where you think every man has a geisha, like all these countries, it said, like, this is human nature. Men need to learn this. It just doesn't come naturally to most men.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been very rewarding to think, men in Africa and Asia and, in China, but translating to Chinese and Thai and in Europe and all these different countries.
That's incredible. That's incredible, Elliot, because what that speaks to me is this, is that men are hungry for change and they don't like their relationships falling apart either.
No.
And so they're seeking answers. So this book is there. Please go ahead.
No, I mean, that's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. It's like, there's so much divorce today, and so many the people I meet, like divorced men, like they're decent people. Decades ago, you think you always had this image of, well, if she divorced her husband, he's an alcoholic or a gambler or a wife beater, and that may have been true partly today. But a lot of these men, they're nice people, like good people, like never violent, never drinking, never like all those traditional those stereotypes that you thought, but they were passive. They weren't men who stepped forward, and it got very frustrating for women. It's just so fascinating that this book struck such a chord. Like, so many women will read the book and say, how do I get my husband to read this book? This exactly describes my situation. It's like this, they say to me, Elliot Katz is living in my house because he describes my situation exactly. So I tell women, ways to encourage men to show leadership. I say, when you see a situation, ask him to take care of it. Like, and if he starts asking what to do, just say, you decide, and then don't say anything more. Just let him handle it. Mm-hmm. Don't criticize him, because men are they don't like being criticized. So unless he's going to do something dangerous or damaging, just let him handle it his way. And compliment. Even if it's a simple thing like, which restaurant do you want to go to? Restaurant A or restaurant B? Like, just say, no, you decide. You choose it. And then compliment him on the choice. Like, let him.
Right.
It's like you're trying to, like a little sapling, you're trying to grow it, and like, let encourage him to show that leadership, to make those decisions, to take responsibility. Just say, if you ask him to handle a situation and he asks you what to do, just say, I don't know, but there's lots of resources on the internet. Check it out. And I'm sure he'll find a good idea. And just let him handle it, and just encourage him.
Yeah, that's so important, not to criticize him, but to support his efforts when he is out there walking in that new space. Let him know that you're on board with that and give him praise for it, even if he doesn't cook the chicken just right. Learn how to praise in spite of it. I think that is a critical piece for women to understand, because over time, women build up resentment. And then he comes in and he reads your book and it's go, okay, I'm going to go home and apply this. I think the couple should read it because it's one-sided. The other one won't, the left hand won't know what the right hand is doing. So if couples sit down and read it as a manual and learn to grow from it together, I think that would be such an excellent way to put this work and these tools into play within the relationship. And so I hear that, Elliot, and for you women who are listening around the world, take this to heart, get the book, and learn how to meet your man where he is in growing and in leadership, and give him praise, and learn to love each other. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this is such an important piece to what we do here on the Energy Bar and the America Out Loud Network. Around the world, is that to inspire hope and change in the lives of people. That's at the core of who we are. Because when we bring voices here, like Elliot Kiss here today, when we bring these voices to the airways, we're wanting to expand their reach and also to give you an opportunity to hear another voice that you will gravitate to, something that will, he will say something that will resonate with you so that you can pick up these tools and be able to go and empower your family, empower communities, thereby ultimately changing our world. That's our goal. That's our mission. We want to make an impact upon the entire planet, creating a legacy, making a mark that cannot be erased. And that's what Elliot did, as he stated here, is writing this book, and it took off. And women and men around the world are reading this book. So Elliot went through some fires in order to get this information. And I know you were tired of going through fires and you're ready for your change and to be able to take your life to the next level. And you can do that. You can do that today because the book is available on Amazon. Correct, Elliot?
Right. It's on Amazon as both as a paperback and as an ebook. And it's also an ebook on iTunes or iBooks and Kobo. And it's also available in bookstores. And if you go into the store and they're sold out, just ask them to order it for you and they'll get it to you pretty quickly.
Some of the chapters in this book is, if you don't lead, I can't dance. Being strong, knowing what you want. Well, those are powerful little snippets of the chapters right there. Leadership, which is what Elliot really talked to us about today. Women want good leaders in their husbands. And it's not being controlling, which we did talk about that. And listening, learning how to listen. Both men and women can do a better job of that. And learning how to listen, thereby you gain the attention and the respect of the person that's speaking. So you want to learn how to do that, women, and keep the conversation moving. Once the conversation stops, the marriage is over. So you want to keep the communication open. Elliot, I want you to close out this segment here with some final words for our listeners. What are some tools that you can share with our listeners that they can have a great takeaway while they go over to purchase the book or until they can purchase the book, something that they can begin to work with today inside of that relationship?
Well, the first step to showing leadership is knowing what's going on. So know what's going on in your marriage, know what's going on in your home, know what's going on with your family. And just start thinking about what are the situations here that are not being dealt with, that need to be dealt with, that I can step forward and start handling them. You know, it's not a matter of leadership is not, you know, your wife makes a decision and say, no, I'm going to show her I'm the leader. We're not going to do that. We're going to do the complete opposite. That's being controlling and that's being stupid. No, look for situations that she's not being dealt with. And you can just keep doing that. She may be surprised at first, but you just keep handling those situations. You will be her hero because that's exactly what she wants. She doesn't want someone who leaves it all to her. So the main thing is look for those situations. Your child is having a problem with something, step forward, find a solution, implement it. Just keep doing that. You will be her hero. And you'll be your hero to your children as well. And they will respect you.
Oh, I love that. You will be her hero. Every woman, it doesn't matter what kind of business, she could be a multi-million-dollar mover and shaker, CEO of whatever, she still wants a hero. And girls, don't lie to yourself and say you're fine. No, you're not. Every woman wants a hero. If it's not your father, if it's not your husband, it may be a male friend. You want someone that will be there for you and help you to kind of sort through life's problems. Every woman wants a hero. Elliot, I want to thank you so much for being with me today on the Energy Bar. As we began to take another look, I was just elated to see this book. Just the title was intriguing, and to read the testimonies of so many people who are reading this book and it's changing their lives. You have just become a member of the Energy Bar family and the America Out Loud family because you are doing a work that's changing the way people live, and especially helping heal marriages, which is extremely important. And I like that there are so many men that are hungry to read it, you know, because women think men are notorious for being non-readers. They won't pick up a book. They won't read, but you're telling
us. Well, it's a short book.
Yeah, it's a short book. How many pages?
It's 128 pages.
So there you go, guys. 128 pages. You can read it. It's a quick read, but it's a book that'll stay with your conscious mind. And it's a manual, so keep it. Go back and read it time and time again. And as Elliot said, it's available in ebook on Amazon. It's on Kindle, right?
Right. Correct. Right.
So you can hold it in your hand, take it with you, read it during your lunch hour, whatever, however you need to get the information. Do get that. Elliot, tell people how to get in touch with you if they want to invite you over for a conversation with their males, their groups.
Sure. If you go to my website, which is www.elliottkatz.com, and Elliot is E-L-L-I-O-T-T, two T's, K-A-T-Z.com, and you can email me through the website, and I'm happy to hear from your listeners and people who read the book or anyone has any questions. I also do speaking engagements. If you have a conference or something, I'd be happy to, you know, join and speak, and because really the mission is to change the men of the world so that there's less divorce and less children from broken homes. And when it really comes down to so many men just learning things that they weren't taught that would improve mm-hmm. the situation, mm-hmm. let's just do it and make the marriage better and men feel respected and women feel loved and protected. Mm-hmm. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. And on that note, I am glad that we had this conversation. Elliot, thank you so much for being with me. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being such a great audience here on the Energy Bar. Thank you again for sharing it across social media, participating, linking up with us through Facebook, Twitter. You can do that with Dr. Faye Wilson, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. That's me. Connect with me. And let's be friends, shall we? And build a stronger, viable network that can revolutionize the world through shows like this and others that we have every day right here on America Out Loud, one of the premier networks around the world, reaching people from every walk of life. And we're so invested in this process and in these broadcasts. We really genuinely care about you until our news is not really just news. Viewpoint comes on every Sunday at 10 a.m. And I'm here at 11 a.m. every weekday. I'm your 7-Eleven talk show host right here on America Out Loud. Intentional is our faith base on Sundays at 11. Then we have an encore of Intentional at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. And then 5 p.m. weekdays, we are here with Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. And yours truly is one of the co-hosts for this season two. I love that show, and I love those women that I've connected with during the season. It's an awesome show. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you bookmark us at AmericaOutLoud.com. And don't forget to listen to one of our new shows on the network. It's not so news, Nozzle. Yeah, you'll like it. It is entertaining, uplifting. It's just what you want to do at 6 o'clock p.m. East Coast time every day of the week. What a blessing. It is a tremendous opportunity to be motivated and, you know, hear the news, but not get you know, stressed over it. It's kind of distressing of the news. Don't forget to visit my show page at America Out Loud, my network page rather, at AmericaOutLoud/Dr. Faye. And I look forward to hearing from you. I want some ideas from you about what you would like to hear on the Energy Bar. Email me at drfaye@AmericaOutLoud. And I promise I will read it as soon as I can and get back in touch with you. Thank you, folks, for making it another great day right here on the Energy Bar. I'm Dr. Faye, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now.